This is Brandon Kelly, the host of Blue Wire's new podcast, Golden Goal.
Messi takes everybody on. Messi has got it!
From Lionel Messi to Marta to Pele, our show takes a deep dive into soccer superstars.
2-0, and he's... What a World Cup for Megan Rapinoe!
From Zlatan Ibrahimovic's brash confidence with the play to back it up, to Megan Rapinoe's heroic outspokenness and World Cup flair. Each episode examines a personality of the world's game. We'll dig into Maradona's Hand of God performance and subsequent downfall, the teenage trio at Dortmund that signaled the next generation of superstars, and that infamous headbutt that slung Zinedine Zidane from glory. Golden Goal, soccer stars and the moments that made them. Premiering this summer on Blue Wire.
Have you ever been to a volcano? When it was erupting?
You're now listening to Super
Hoopers. They're a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game.
Super Hoopers!
It's pretty. It's so pretty.
We just won a fucking
That's what you said, man.
Well, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about
Super Hoopers.
That's terrible.
Welcome to Super Hoopers, inconsequential discussion of the week's NBA news. I'm your host, Matt Hill. With me, John Hill, Dave Fiedernick. Dave, out in Connecticut.
Out in CT, where the COVID is down.
You had to flee. You had to flee. Chased out of town by the Rona.
Yo, apparently the cure is good pizza. It's what kills the virus.
Really? In Connecticut, they got good pizza? Oh, yeah, that's right. You always... Phoenix is rumored to have the best pizza in the U.S., so I don't know.
By who? People in California? Get the fuck out of here.
I don't know if your theory... Multiple lists, dude. Multiple lists.
What list? No,
there's
Pepe's
lists.
Pepe's is always number one.
Google it right now. There's apparently a place in Phoenix that has like a special oven or something.
I am not having a conversation about pizza with you.
All right.
No fucking way.
Hey, for listeners out there, put some pineapple on that pizza. That's the way I like it, dude. Just put some, pineapple on it.
You really trying to make me real mad right away.
Ooh, wait, Dave, are you anti pineapple on pizza?
Dave's anti. It's an East
Get
Coast
Get that
thing.
Shit off of there.
The East Coast people, they hate the pineapple on the pizza because they hate anything good that was not invented on the East Coast. So they're like, man, we didn't think of this. It sucks.
Yo, why don't you just dip it in orange juice? Why don't you just fucking... It's fucking disgusting, man.
I like it.
People hate on it.
I used to eat it on the East Coast with a little ham, a little pepper.
Pineapple pepperoni? That's the way to do it.
When you eat a good charcuterie, it comes with ham. Comes with cheese and it comes with a fruit snack.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great combo.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not pizza.
And bread. But it's a good flavor combo.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I never order it. I want to be clear.
I understand a little charcuterie, you have a little dried apricot, you know. But that's fine. You know. But on pizza, no.
I only like it when there's like a pizza, like they buy like 10 pizzas. And one of them has. I like the mix
one.
Up. It's like, oh, I'll eat.
Look. No. Here's what we do.
You can you can butt in when we're talking about economics. You will not butt in the fucking pizza discussion.
I have a proposal to settle.
No, that's fine. Okay. But this is how I feel about sour beer. I can have one Tops, but I will gladly get some in a sampler.
Yeah.
If I'm getting a beer tasting, I will gladly get a sour or two.
Oh,
but
of course.
I'm not sitting at the bar drinking three sours. Like that's
you got to go. You got to go one sour. Then you got to do. You know. You can't do all sour. But sometimes I like to sip on a big old sour all night. That's like a 3 hour. That's like a 3 hour project.
Yeah, that's between you and your wife.
My proposal was we throw a party after this is all done. You know, in the year 2025.
Yep.
We throw a big party, okay? We just throw a big party. We put the pizzas out, different varieties, and we'll just see which one flies off the shelves. Which one are the people gravitating toward? Which one do we run out of first? It's always the pineapple. It's always the pineapple.
Yeah,
people love it.
Garbage Cali people.
All right. You can invite whoever you want,
Dave. the Hawaiian pizza, when the pizza is already bad, like, that's fine. Like, whatever. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
When the dough is, like, fucking trash and the sauce is, like, out of a can, that's fine. That's fine. You could throw some pineapple on that garbage, but not the pizza back east now.
Okay. All right.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
All right.
All right. Do you guys want to do any news, or do you want to just get into our main feature this week, which was we're going to draft the teams like we did?
Kind of a lot happened in the last, like,
Take it away, Dave? What happened?
Well, a lot of the players are in the bubble. We're seeing a lot of great content already on Twitter.
It's Bobby and Toby reunited.
They're back.
Reunited.
Our two favorites.
PJ Tucker had Samsung send him an 85-inch fucking TV.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Because, you know, the TV was not sufficient enough in the hotel room.
Shout out to John Morant, who said, "I'm fine with the food. I'm fine with the accommodations. I'm a ramen noodle man." Dude, John Morant is just the
already
best.
Already the GOAT.
He's definitely, I'll call it right here, definitely having a better career than Zion. He's definitely, whoa, for sure. For sure.
Hey,
how quickly Matt turns on his pals. I knew it would happen.
I love Zion, obviously. But, dude, John Morant, that guy has my heart.
Yeah, I've been on Team Morant for a while. With Morant, he's only had money for, like, 6 months.
He's not used to it. I
loved, like, instant ramen for a long time. Trust me. You can talk to all my friends.
You know,
I was the brokest friend of all. Yeah. Every friend group I've been in, I've been the brokest.
True.
If you know how to cook.
My grandma always said, don't marry a rich girl because they're used to stuff that you're not used to.
That's true.
Counterpoint, marry a rich person.
Right.
Because you get used to the stuff they buy.
Yeah, but you know what? You can, if you know how to cook, so this is geared towards John, you can doctor up some ramen and make it good. You know, if you put, like, some shit in it, you can make some ramen actually a pretty fucking great meal.
But isn't
ramen like a gourmet dish? Like some of these LA places? Like,
oh,
if
it
you,
can
well,
be.
Good
it
ramen.
Can be.
Yeah, I would say, though, if you, you know, made $5 million on your first rookie deal, you could have a chef. You could have some your people bring you the best ramen, not the, like, thing that's filled with, like, 8,000 megagrams of sodium from dried ramen. Like,
This is true.
But actually, I might actually eat some dried ramen tonight. I'm not even going to
lie. Oh, see, there you go.
I was thinking about it. Yep.
Do it for Ja.
I might have to do it for Ja.
Robin Lopez also kicking it. Did already great content. He brought some... I guess he and his friends have an award show called the Kirkies.
Do they really?
Every year, and they get together somewhere.
That's not a round ball rock bit?
That's not a bit?
No.
I literally watched a round ball rock bit. That was that. So.
Yeah, I think we watched it.
This is true. No, this is the actual thing. I guess him and his friends get together, and they make trophies every year, and it's like most disappointing. Worst dressed, like, just like it's like a roast-a-thon. So he brought his Kirkies with him in the hotel.
Oh, so he's open. Does it say not social distancing because I went to an awards thing with all my friends?
No. These are from past years. From past years.
Oh, he bought all his from past years.
From previous Kirkies. Yeah,
oh, that's kind of lame. You gonna bring up old shit? Like, oh wow, what you gonna bring your sixth grade spelling bee trophy?
He's Robin Lopez. This is what he brings to the Bucks at this point.
Robin Lopez probably lives at Disney World. Like, he probably just, his house is probably right there. He probably has a condo.
He probably didn't bring it. They probably had it storing in Disney World.
He rolled in, like, decked out in fucking Disney wear. Like, he had, like, a shirt with all the characters on it, like a vintage Donald Duck jacket on.
Yeah.
If those dudes weren't 7 foot tall, they would just they would just be round ball rock. They would literally be round ball rock.
They would be two guys that we don't talk to at Channel 101.
they weren't 7 feet tall. Yeah, extremely athletic. They would be wildly unsuccessful. Yes.
They'd be telling us to sign up for their Patreon.
Right.
So this is just, you know, this is just a few hours into the bubble. You know, I'm really liking the chances of some good Twitter content.
Like I said, I'm still off the social, so I haven't seen all this.
Right.
Thanks for keeping.
That was just a little taste.
Just a little taste. I did see that Embiid rolled up in a hazmat suit. So.
Amazing.
Yes.
With the tag, get rich or die trying. Come on, the goat's back. The goat's back, baby.
All right, this troll. Is a new question.
Philly legendary troll.
Of these two legendary,
I gotta move Philly up my rankings for
Philly's up there. They're up there.
Of the two like entertaining players, who has a better playoffs? Robin Lopez or Embiid? What do we think?
Ooh. Well, we're going to find out. We're going to find out, right?
It's tough. It's tough. It's tough.
Where do you guys, before we start, where are you guys, you know, obviously we talked, we three talked 2 weeks ago. Last week you had one of those bad pods without me.
Well, last week you were defying the orders of Governor Newsom, John. You were off on vacationing.
Hey, look, there's, you know, some people are like John Morant and they like ramen and Natty Ice. Some of us like fine food and expensive wine.
So John's going up to Napa. He's like the reverse of the NBA bubble. He's going outside the bubble, and instead of getting money, he's spending it all.
Yeah, I know.
So. No, Napa, no how.
That's a, for people who are not familiar, that's a reference to a radio commercial for Napa Auto Parts, right. I guess. All right, nice.
That's right.
Okay, great job.
Where are you guys now on just like the generalness of the bubble? Do you have any new thoughts about
it? Okay. Here are my thoughts. Given that approximately 180 NBA players have tested positive, I do not see the downsides of them going into a bubble. Like they're safer in the bubble. Like, I mean, how many players have tested positive? It's crazy. So if you're looking at the trade-offs, the benefits are they get to finish the season. There's a ton of money. The costs are an elevated risk. But if there's not an elevated risk because these players are you know, catching it on the regular. So I think the case would be for the majority of the players, since it doesn't seem like they're being serious about the virus, I think they're safer in the bubble. For those players that are being careful, they may not be safer, but you could always opt out. Like they could opt out if they want to maintain their quarantine. So I'm still 100% for it. And the bottom line is it's they have the choice. You know, they can opt out if they feel like it's not safe for them. They can opt out. That goes for all the staff and all the player, the staff and the coaches as well. So personally, I personally don't see the problem. Like I said, I think they're going to be safer.
I agree with you with that. Nothing's changed on, I think, the safety of it, right? I think this is a fun thought experiment. It's like statistically and scientifically, what is safer? Being in that NBA bubble or just like a professional boxing match? Because I see a lot of people saying cancel the bubble, but I don't see anyone canceling boxing, which I see a lot of people die in the ring for, you know what I mean?
Well, no, but I see a lot of people saying cancel the bubble, but it's like, are these people not seeing that the NBA players are testing positive en masse?
That's what I mean.
It's like they're all people, the NBA players have, I mean, I don't know, 50 or so players have gotten it already, at least, I think, that we know about. So,
yeah. But I think the one thing that has changed for me, and this is actually something Embiid said, was he said that he was like, I don't think we should go back, right? He was like, I don't know, like, I just don't think we should go. But I don't want to let the city down. And right. So I do think the one thing that I personally have changed is, like, and I agree with, like you said, like a lot of people, like they have the choice. I do think though that for a lot of players, in private would say, I'd rather not go. I don't want to go, but I don't want to be the guy that ruins the season for the Sixers and my teammates and everyone because of the pressure of going.
Right. But we've seen lots of players opt out and none of them have caught shit. Like, everyone's been like, we perfectly understand
that.
But
who's the biggest? No big star.
Beal and Oladipo would be the biggest ones.
Okay, but Beal is
playing on not an NBA team.
Yeah.
And Oladipo.
That wouldn't make it anyway. And Oladipo, we don't even know what his health is. We don't even really, like his body.
Well, he's just, I mean, the rumor is he wants to sign with Miami, and so he's just preserving himself.
Yeah, so that one was kind of another iffy one. I guess Gordon.
And the team played with him without him all year. Yeah. So it's like, you know, the team was already used to playing without him.
Did Oladipo come back before? Oh, he did.
He came back and he was bad briefly.
Right.
Yeah, he was real bad. No, I understand.
Gordon Hayward,
I understand,
is I think the best player that chose to opt out, right?
The Gordon Hayward opted out. I didn't know that.
Didn't he?
He did?
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Because he has a new kid.
Oh, I think he's just bad at basketball now.
It could be that.
I think he's just focusing on video games.
Let me do a little fact checking.
I see you're saying there's probably a lot of pressure from the fan base, from mm-hmm. the teams themselves, from LeBron. So I can understand that, but I think for the most part with the precautions, I think it's pretty safe, and I don't think anyone would begrudge anybody for opting out of the bubble. But I don't know.
Yeah.
But okay. I mean, that's not. I mean, maybe Philly would, but I don't think. I don't think anybody in most markets. And if they do, it's like that's on them. That's not on you know. If the player says, I don't think it's right. You know, I don't think anybody's going to care that much. Anybody that matters.
People will care. Come on.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of pressure of like they will judge you for a while.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I will say, and you guys can make like, well, baseball already sucked jokes, but like. I've been watching some of these intra-squad, like, MLB games. Basically, they're, like, scrimmages, like, with, like, the A team, B team on a given baseball team. They'll hit a home run. There's nobody in the crowd. Silence. And it is fucking terrible. And I just, like, I'm a little concerned that the product is going to be... bad.
Right, but I mean
it's gonna be like it's gonna be like watching like a pickup game, you know.
You just like kind of
a very very high level pickup
but game. Yeah. But pickup games are fun to watch, maybe not on TV, but pickup games are pretty fun to watch. And
it did hit me watching these games that like we maybe underestimated how valuable the fans are.
Yeah,
no, well, the fans, well, but then we'll have some people there, and I think they'll pipe in noise. I don't know. But also, if they actually do the thing where we get to hear the players talk, I think that would be pretty amazing.
That's true.
Premier League Soccer did a really good job. But the first game I watched, I was like, wow, I don't notice a difference.
It's a little easier with soccer, though, where you can kind of lay in a...
Yeah, but then what happened was, then I watched MLS Soccer last night, and that's mm-hmm. at, I think, in Florida as well. That was right. terrible.
Oh,
because well, the way it was shot, it literally looked like a practice field.
Mm,
so I think it just kind of depends.
Depends on who's doing the production. Yeah. But aren't they tested every? Don't they get tested every day? So wouldn't
yeah,
you
I
know?
Think so? Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, so. Like that to me seems pretty safe. Like if I was going into a social situation where I knew everybody was tested and came up negative, like I would feel fine with that.
If you have an elderly person like Jamal Crawford willing to play, I mean, it's got to be safe, right?
Yeah, Jamal.
Yeah.
Dude, ages, but you know, like, dude, Jamal Crawford, I know he's old, but he doesn't age.
He's ageless. I know.
Ageless. I mean, like I said on the chat, I saw Ron Artest today, and Ron Artest has aged.
Nets are really... really trying to get me to like them. They're really working
the
hard.
Nets, they signed Beasley. They got Beasley and Jamal Crawford. Dude, that's going to be fun. Like, that's a fun team.
Two of my all-time favorite players.
Yeah.
But to be fair, it's like some people have different personalities when it comes to this. Like some people are hypochondriacs and think they have COVID every time they sneeze.
Yeah,
Matt. Other people are just like, fuck it, I don't care. Like,
no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. We have them in our own family. It's like my brother does whatever he wants, basically. My sister the same way. And me and my parents are like, well, guess we're not going to ever see you.
Yeah. So I just looked it up. So Gordon Hayward is going, mm-hmm. but he will, if they're still in the playoffs when his kid is born in September, then he will leave. So I read it wrong, but.
Okay.
So he is going, but he won't stay. But luckily the Celtics will. Get eliminated early.
Yeah. Oh, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see.
Do you want to move on to drafting, or are there news?
We want to talk about the Woj thing? Or,
we could talk about the Woj thing.
Hey, folks, just an FYI, we recorded this before we heard that Woj was suspended by ESPN. That doesn't make Matt's argument any better. Probably makes it worse. I don't know why, but I'm just going to assume it makes Matt's argument worse.
To me, it represented everything that's wrong with the public discourse. Like I just thought,
why that fucking senator sucks.
That's the point. That's the point, though. That's the point where it's like, okay, but it's like this.
It did help. It did help the like Fox News like news cycle.
No, so okay, so we have the senator. What exactly happens? The senator said to ESPN, like, ESPN won't put like anti-China messages on the jerseys.
Well, his point was that, like, oh, they're going to support Black Lives Matter, but then they don't support the Hong Kong protesters, which is like, that fucking guy doesn't give a shit about Hong Kong.
Well, I know. No, like, but that's my point. But he's right, though. It's like
I know technically he's right.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, but that's why the public discourse drives me crazy. He's on the wrong team. And so it's just like, hey, fuck that guy. He's on the wrong team. He's a fucking moron. And he is a moron, and he's a grandstander. But he's technically right. But because he said it, we all have to be like, fuck him. We're not even going to pay attention to what he said. But he's right. They should be able. It's a farce that they can't put anti-China messages on the jerseys.
Okay.
Pre-approved messages. That's not free speech to have a bunch of pre-approved messages. If you're going to do this jersey messages, they should be able to put whatever they want on them.
Now,
especially anti-China stuff.
Hold on. The NBA can't just let you put whatever you want on. There's got to be a line.
Right. There has to be obviously some limit. Like some there, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater.
Okay.
But a support an anti-China, China is literally committing genocide. So it's like to say that's not allowed. To me, it seems very hypocritical on the NBA's part that you can't put that on the jersey.
Well, I'd also say this: did the players' union fight to have anti-Chinese messages? Was that what they came out of this with? Or was it, hey, we don't want to go in this bubble and lose message to the thing that is important to our community, which is going on with the police.
I understand how they arrived at the messages.
Okay.
That's fine. That's the problem. Everybody is just playing to their own fan base. Everyone's just playing to their own side. So Josh Hawley is just playing to – he's just winning political points. He doesn't actually care. He's just trying to score some points on ESPN, by saying, hey, ESPN doesn't care about this. But his underlying point is true. Like, you should be able to have an anti-China a thing on your jersey. And I understand maybe that's not what the priority of the Players Association, but I would argue there is some player where it should be a priority of.
Look, you can say that, but you could also say that about for everything, right? Could someone be like, hey, I think, I don't know, I don't want to say anything ridiculous, but like, could they say like, being gay is wrong?
I think the Sixers are going to win the championship.
You know what I mean?
Like, I don't know. To me, it was just so depressing. Where it was like, here's a senator trying to grandstand. Here's Woj telling him to fuck you. Which is like, what is Woj doing, telling him to fuck off? And everyone's like cheering Woj on just because they're like, oh, red team bad, and he attacked the red team.
Well, hold on.
Now he's our guy.
It's telling the government to fuck off is a long and tried tradition of America. So I think there's nothing wrong with telling an elected official to fuck off.
Right. And also, like, telling him fuck you doesn't mean like that he doesn't necessarily agree with the fact that like the Hong Kong protesters should be supported.
No,
fuck you is like fuck you because you don't actually care about this issue. You're just trying to jab the NBA.
It was a grandstand to Woj and made him the enemy.
That's why it's so depressing, though. It's just this is the level of our public discourse. This is literally the level of our public discourse.
But you have to take into account who the messenger is.
Where our senator is like, a senator is, you know, trying to score points and Woj is telling him to fuck you. Like, that's the level where we're at. That's like subhuman on both sides. It's just subhuman.
Let's have an actual conversation.
It's not subhuman. Why can't we just have what China is doing is reprehensible, and that should be a real issue. That should be at the forefront on everybody. Like, we should be treating China right now how we treated the Soviet Union, like the human rights violations that are going on.
Okay, but that's not.
No one gives a fuck.
That's not a basketball player's job. That is the U.S. That is Howley's job. That is the senator's job. This is not Woj's job to deal with international publication. Like,
right, but then don't respond, Woj. Then don't respond.
No, I think his response was, why are you putting that on me? Like, that's like if I was like, Matt, you teach college students. You should start your lecture with, this kind of message. You'd be like, dude, no, I shouldn't. Like,
also, it's the same fucking people that are saying shut up and dribble and like – you know, keep politics out of sports. It's like they can't have it both ways.
This is all the whataboutism. Whataboutism. Oh, well, you do this, but you know, you care about this issue, but you don't care about this issue. It's like
I see your point that like Woj did exactly what the senator wanted him to do.
Yeah,
he bit. And it gave fire to
but also Woj, a whole news site. Woj is doing what everyone else is doing, where they're just dunking on people on Twitter. They're just making fun of the other side, dunking on the people, and just playing to their own choir and saying, look how good I am, look how great, look how stupid they are, look how virtuous we are. Well, instead of actually addressing any sort of conversation,
he did not post that on Twitter. He responded to someone who came to him. If someone writes to us on Super Hoopers and say, you should do this because I said so, my response might be, fuck you, dude.
I wouldn't respond.
You might not respond, but if I think that person is disingenuous and I don't like the person, I have no problem being like, fuck you.
I found the whole thing exhausting and depressing. I see your point. It's like, this is where we're at as a country, where a senator is lowering himself. Also, that guy is an especially odious one. That's the whole point.
You have to take into account who the messenger is. Yeah. Like, you have to take into account who the person is. Like,
yeah, like
that guy is fucking scum.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That guy doesn't give a fuck about the Hong Kong protesters.
But the message. Like, but the takeaway from this whole thing was like, yeah, fuck Josh Howley. Instead of actually talking about China, instead of actually thinking about China, the whole takeaway was just like, yeah, Woj got him, baby. Yeah. And it's just like, it's just gotcha dunking instead of actual discourse.
But do you think Howley really wanted discourse from Woj, of all people?
No Howley is Howley is guilty of the same stuff that Woj is guilty of.
Exactly.
Howley is clearly just trying to play to his own side and score some points on the NBA and on ESPN, but who are both hated by the Red Tribe. The Trump supporters, they all hate ESPN. They all think it's like some liberal whatever news channel. They all hate the NBA, and so he's just trying to score points on them. It's bad on both sides.
I don't know. I feel like you're both sides in this thing. Literally.
Yeah. But that's
exactly my point, where there's only one side anymore. And you have to line up on that side, and everything that that side does is correct. Where it's like, okay, Woj tells fuck you, that's the correct opinion. We don't even think about what Josh Howley said. We don't even think about China. Now that Josh Howley said it, now he's on the other side, now it's bad.
I see your point. But it's not just like, oh, Woj fucked up. Well, it shouldn't have done that. Like, I don't know.
It's just exhausting and depressing that, like, this is new. Like,
but,
it's
all,
like,
but also, like
an NBA reporter. Like, he's an NBA reporter. Like, how is he even in the news for this?
Look at what happened to Daryl Morey when he said something. Like, we're expecting the players to fucking stand up about this. Like, I mean, that's not their fucking job. Like, they want to have Black Lives Matter shit because it directly affects their fucking community. Like, it directly affects their life. Like, that makes
totally understand that. I'm not critiquing them for wanting to have Black Lives Matter.
Supporting a side in like a country thousands and thousands of miles away. Like, I mean, what, like, is Josh Howley going to get like up in arms about them not supporting like all the other like fucking like shitty regimes that exist around the world? Like,
yeah,
like, should they be like having like anti like Bolsonaro fucking shit on their jerseys? Like,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like, that's
yeah,
it's shitty. And I think like Woj was just sticking up for the NBA community. I mean,
or his own personal beliefs. And that's the thing, because he came to his email with an attitude of, you should listen to me, and this is it, and you're a bad person for...
I think it was just a press release. I think it was just a like blanket press release that was sent out.
Yeah,
I think.
No, he sent it to Woj. That's why Woj responded.
It looked like it was a blanket press release.
How would he have Woj's email? Woj doesn't run...
I think it was sent to like a bunch of different people.
Well, exactly. But why is he sending it to...
So it's a press release from his office, probably.
Yeah, it's a press release from his office to a bunch of NBA reporters and like newsbreakers.
Yeah,
and
his
stuff.
Personal
I think
email.
I think that's what it was.
Like, that's right. What I mean. Like, you come into my email for discourse, I get to respond how I want to respond. And look, look and, saying, then, oh, and he got called out for it, and he had to apologize, and he said, "I'll do the thing." But like,
yeah, I think it was a it was sent to a bunch of different people. But
we're talking ourselves.
I mean, look, I'm not no fan of Josh Howley, but I do think this China issue is important. But
no, I don't disagree.
We can't even have nuanced conversations like that in this country. Everything is just reduced to moral grandstanding and expletives. But
Matt is now the fucking cursing police. This is so beneath this government in particular, right? This is just like of all the terms that we've had and the political cycles. This administration and their team has just been just the cleanest up and up as far as name calling it and public discourse.
Also, like at this point, the point is moot because like Woj already fucking apologized to him like so quickly. Like sent out an apology to him.
Well, I'm sure that was just at the behest of ESPN. So,
well, he still did.
Yeah, well, he has to because that's
He's powerful enough at ESPN that he could have been like, "I'm not sending an apology to this."
No, he had to do it because it's just too much. It's too much. It's just that's how it works. But these
You can't. That's my point is that you can't just because like I don't know. I guess maybe I'm like getting old and maybe I'm just like wishing things. Were like you know how you teach like a 5-year-old to behave, where it's like you don't lower yourself to the other side just because Trump and his ilk is like our scum of the human, of the earth.
Yeah,
you don't lower yourself to something they would do. You take.
Yeah, but
the
you know what? You know what? So many people on the left have that view, and they carry themselves like in a much more like measured, kinder fucking way. And what does it do? It opens the door to be trampled on. Yeah. Like, you know, like sometimes you need to fucking swing your dick around a little bit. Yeah. I'm sorry. Like,
yeah,
I disagree.
It's often the only thing that the other side respects. Like,
yeah, I would, if Josh Howley came up to me on the streets of LA, I'd say, would you like to fist fight? We have mutual combat rules. And if you want to fist fight me, I will fist fight you. That's what I would say to him. I'd be like, oh, you're a senator. Cool. I will whoop a senator's ass if you allow me to. That's what I would say. I'd say let's do it.
Okay.
You know?
Should we draft these teams?
Let's do it.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled podcast to introduce a Bet Online mid-roll. Sports are coming back, and so are your chances to bet on your favorite teams and events. And there's no better place to start than our exclusive partners, Bet Online. Get in on the action for this week's big UFC fight. Or check out odds on NASCAR, Formula One, and the Premier League. Can't wait for your team to come back? ? BetOnline has futures odd, including win totals, division winners, and even league championships. Or check out daily simulations of Madden and NBA 2K to watch and wager on. Visit betonline.ag and use promo code BLUEWIRE. To receive your new welcome bonus, that's promo code BLUEWIRE. Bet Online, your online wagering experts.
I don't want to talk about Woj. Don't want to talk about it because
I could tell.
Yeah, contentious. Because you're probably fucking Josh Howley's boy. Both.
No, I hate
both,
Josh Howley. He's always trying to put all sorts of hate.
That's so below beneath you.
He's always trying to put all sorts of dumb regulations in.
Exactly. He's terrible. Once in a while, a citizen's allowed to tell a senator to go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes you throw the tea in the ocean. Sometimes you take the tea and you throw it in the ocean.
Well, we all know my opinion on the American Revolution and what a mistake that
was.
So
right?
I would consider the Tea Party a part of that.
Yeah, this makes sense for you.
Just look at those. Look at how much better Canada and Australia and New Zealand. They didn't need a revolution. They're doing great.
Wow.
It could have been us.
There's like fucking 5 people in all those countries. Yeah. Like, come on. Like, yeah. What the fuck?
Oh, to be one of the 5.
What a gift.
You can.
Who
what
wants
gift,
to go?
You can. You're allowed to move.
I'm trying. That's no, true. You're not. Not technically. They're not accepting anybody right now because of COVID, John. I already tried to move to New Zealand, as listeners know. I just did a random number generator and I'm first. John, you
oh, shocker.
Just...
shocker. Wow. See, the deck.
You want me to do it again?
Against...
I could do it again.
No.
I could do it again.
No.
Okay.
Don't lower yourself.
Are we doing snake? We should do snake, right? Is that what we did last time?
That's what we did with the win totals.
Okay. All right.
So explain. We're going to draft the teams.
We're going to draft the teams like we did before, and then whoever...
And we get points for each win
each
that
win.
They get?
Each win. Okay. So I think each win they get of the first eight games, and then each playoff win, and then so if there's a play-in tournament too, we get a win there. So
And each win, no matter how far along in the process it is still a point.
Exactly.
So it's not like
Yeah, I don't think you because otherwise
So it's not like the conference finals are like 4 points or
I don't think
something.
So. I think it should just be a win's a win.
That's probably
and
best.
Then and so if this thing gets shut down, you know, you gotta
right.
It's just whoever it's like whoever has the most. So if I'm going first, I'm taking Milwaukee.
Whoa.
Mm.
I mean, I think they have the best chance at the title. I think they have the best. So
I honestly would have done the same thing.
Okay, all right, John, you're on the board.
I'm on the
board. You're on the.
So here's how I'm looking at things. I got to go with the team that's going to last the longest, right? Not just in skill, but also in the. You know, you don't want to pick a knucklehead team that's going to go out. And leave and party, right? You gotta keep it real. So I will go with the team I picked first last time, the Denver Nuggets. Winning it all, baby. Jokic!
What the fuck, John? John,
that is a terrible pick.
Here's my reasoning. You know what? Here's
Jokic isn't even back in the country yet.
But here's the thing. Jokic already had it. So he can't leave. The star player, right? We don't have confirmation that other of all the star players of all the teams, he is the only one, to my knowledge, that has had it. So he will be there the whole time. So you can
right,
pick
but he's
Giannis.
Not recovered yet, John.
He's recovered. He's like 180 pounds now. Here's the thing. Giannis gets sick. Bam. He's gone. He's gone for 2 weeks. Bucks are done. They're eliminated. You need people that have the immunity. That is my man, Jokic. That is my team, the Denver Nuggets, riding them all the way to the top. Underdog sleeper pick. Let's go, baby!
John,
I mean,
terrible pick.
Jesus.
Dude, Dave,
I know. I was expecting to only have the pick of one of these teams, and I was going to pick a Western Conference team and an Eastern Conference team. But got to go Lakers and Clippers now.
Oh,
gotta go Lakers and Clippers.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Gotta go Lakers and Clippers.
Bad move.
Okay. Because you know what? On paper, the Lakers should do it because it kind of feels like this whole bubble is just to cater to LeBron so he can win his ring. But I still believe in the Clippers. I think I don't know.
Well, Kawhi, not even with the team, though. Kawhi.
No. He's arriving tonight.
Oh, he's arriving tonight. Okay.
Yes.
That's good to know.
Yes.
That's good to know.
Yes.
That's good to know. All right, John, back
to you.
Well,
hold on. See, I think you made a big mistake because
there's a team I'm eyeing.
There's a team I would have chosen if only the Lakers or the Clippers were available.
But here's the thing, Dave. What you messed up is do you trust J.R. Smith and Dion Waiters not to leave the bubble and get their entire team infected?
Yes.
Yeah. Apparently, Danny Green said the bubble security is pretty tight.
Yes, and also, more washed than you might think.
No,
JR is getting old.
No,
man.
No. But if JR gets sick and gives it to Anthony Davis and LeBron, your team's out of luck.
I also think LeBron probably has a system set up where like he has fucking bodyguards keeping tabs on people. Like LeBron knows he has to fucking win this fucking thing.
I'm telling you, this is big. This is big. That's why Dave's pick was huge to get the Lakers.
Okay. Because
yeah, LeBron's all in on this title.
I will agree. I almost feel like LeBron has secretly has a doctor that gave him a vaccine.
It's almost.
I would say that.
John, it almost seems like maybe you should have taken the Lakers second.
The Lakers was a close one, but.
It was close.
The Nuggets. Gotta go with my boy Jokic and the Nuggets. Gotta go with it.
Jesus.
I'm telling you, man, you guys, you wait. You wait and see what happens.
It was good for the bit. It was a good pick for the bit.
You wait and see what happens.
I mean, obviously there's no consequences to losing this since you've lost every single one to me.
I have yet to
reap any rewards. I've yet to even get some charcuterie, whatever you're talking about at the beginning of the pod. I don't even know what that is.
I
would love to get some of that.
You'll see. All right.
All right. Who you pick it, John? Who
I'm
you
going with another sleeper pick. Not sleeper, but a team that I trust. I'm going Houston Rockets.
Oh!
Oh my God,
John! Have you seen the news? Westbrook has coronavirus.
That means he can't get it again.
It's highly suspected that Westbrook and Harden both have good. The coronavirus. They're not.
This is perfect.
This is perfect.
My story about PJ Tucker getting the 85-inch TV got in John's head.
Guys, you want people to have it. That's the whole.
That's
point.
True. That is true. As long as they recover. As long as they recover in time, and get there.
The eight games. It doesn't matter to these teams. This is the time to get the virus so you don't get it in the playoffs when you need it. James Harden is
your
invincible.
Strategy is to go all Corona.
Yes.
So this is serious. Like Westbrook, apparently he's not with the team. His wife posted on Instagram that she's missing him. So it seems like he's quarantining. And then Harden is also AWOL. So,
yeah.
And there was a report, I guess a week ago that four players from Western Conference playoff team all had it. So
that's the thing. You got to get it now. You got to
get it out of the way.
I'm going Black Swan method. You have to think that the bad will happen and who will be ready for when it happens. And when the Clippers and Lakers, you know, are out of the tournament, mm-hmm. You're gonna think like I wish I picked teams that had it before. Rockets, Nuggets, it's happening, baby.
All right, well, you've left my number two team on the board. So my number two pick has survived.
This would have been my number two pick. I would imagine.
Raptors? Is it the Raptors?
I knew you were gonna pick the Raptors.
I was prepared to get either the Lakers or the Clippers, and then I was gonna take the Raptors.
Dude, I love the Raptors. They're cohesive. No doubt. They've been down there. They're locked in. They've had a great season.
The East is, you know, anything can happen in the East. You know, the Bucks are the clear favorite, but after that, it's like anything can happen.
I know. That's next on my list.
And Siakam is a star.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Another thing I like about them is their best player currently doesn't have the coronavirus.
Exactly. Well, hey.
Also, Fred VanVleet trying to get paid in the offseason. So, he's going to be all fired up.
Let's see. When the best player gets it and they're out of the second round of playoffs, you'll be coming around. It's okay.
Don't take the Sixers so John can take the
I'm really torn. I'm really torn because man, there's some Western Conference sleepers, but I'm looking at Boston and Philly, and it's like, don't really want to take Boston because I hate Boston.
Ugh.
And there's Philly, and I just think Philly's also kind of a disaster. I don't want to be so Eastern Conference heavy, but man, I think in these kind of like when everything's up in the air, I just gotta go. I gotta go with Boston, and I think
what a turd! what a disgusting human. Jeez, you really lowered yourself in the discourse.
I didn't. I'm allowing you to pick Philly. I was.
You know.
I'm trying
you know.
To, be
to
nice
quote
to you,
the great Adrian Wojnarowski, "Fuck you." All right, fuck you.
Well, God, I guess John doesn't care about the Uyghurs in China. Jeez. Okay.
My pick.
Yeah. Your pick.
Well, you know, I got to do it to him. I got to pick the Philadelphia 76ers.
Of course.
Now, there's reasons I didn't pick them early. Embiid probably didn't work out much during this break. I think he kind of admitted that he was just chilling and shit. So that's going to be tough.
Shocked.
But Tobias Harris is looking good. Tobias got a new look. He's got the struggle hair. He's got a beard. He's looking really good, showing his thighs on the Twitter. I also feel like Embiid out of shape might have to sit a little. And if he sits, the team run by Ben Simmons, four shooters and Al Horford playing the five, is actually really, really good as well. So I think they have a good shot. Obviously, I don't want to lose Embiid. I'm not saying that. They're better with Embiid, but I think the backup plan of if Embiid is out is still really, really strong. So
Look, I would have picked him. I would have picked him next.
Yep.
But you sold your soul, Dave, for the Celtics.
All right. I'm just going to go in order because I made my order just in case I need a little backup here. And I could say a team that has a better record, but seems like they're in disarray. One of them, you know, both of their stars have had the coronavirus. We still don't know the long-term effects of that. One of the stars is complaining that he's not getting the ball in his hands enough this week. I think they're falling apart, so I'm not going to choose them.
Oh, okay. Is that the Jazz? Is that your?
It's the Jazz.
You're not taking the Jazz.
I'm not taking the Jazz.
Okay.
I am taking the Mavericks.
Oh.
Ooh. They were next on my list.
The Heat.
Oh. The Heat. Also, do you know it looks like Bam Adebayo and Kendrick Nunn also both have the coronavirus. They're also not winning.
Correct. But you know what? Jimmy Butler looking fired up. I think he's pumped up about this. Okay. I think he's pumped up.
Okay. Heat's a good pick.
Tyler Hero's got the stupid hair now and shit. They seem to have bonded in the pandemic.
Heat's a good pick, Dave.
I like the cohesion, and like I said, you know, if they weren't falling apart, culture wise, I might have gone Jazz. And also, it's going to be so hard for their head coach to get his kilos in past security.
Have Goofy throw him in the suit, man. Have Goofy smuggle him in.
All right, John.
It's my turn. Ooh, this one's tough.
You've run out of teams that are missing their best player. You've run out of teams that you'd root for.
I wanted another East Coast team, but the East is garbage. I'm going to go, this team's been fun, and I think this is kind of a weird sleeper team.
Oh, no.
You know it.
Oh,
you
no.
Know
it. Don't do it. Don't do it. This is my pick. Don't do it.
Half of the state has been granted back to indigenous people.
Yes, yes.
So I think they're ready to roll. It's the Oklahoma City Thunder. Let's go, CP3.
Damn it. That was my pick.
CP3 going to keep that team locked down.
Damn.
No one getting sick on that team. No one getting
sick. None of them have had it, apparently.
That worries me. But
I know that.
That worries me. But
Papa Chris is going to be cracking the whip.
Yeah.
All right. So I gotta take the Jazz just because they're basically the only contender.
That's a good pick.
For this spot, they're in disarray though. Dave's right. They're probably not making it out of the first round. That's the thing. So basically, what you're looking at here are a bunch of teams that are probably getting bounced in the first round. So.
By all, I mean fucking Mitchell and Gobert just arguing with each other through the media, constantly.
I know. They're all leaking. What was it? I did see something that they leaked that Gobert doesn't, they don't do arm exercises for him because they know that he'll do them himself. So he looks good on Instagram.
That's amazing.
But yeah. Okay. So right now I am deciding between the Pelicans, the Pacers, and the Grizzlies. And it's my heart is with the Pelicans, but I don't trust them. And then there's the Pacers, who did look good, but they're going to be a first round out. So I think it's just going to be more fun to go with my boys, the Grizz. John Morant, he swayed me. So I'm going Grizzlies.
Wow.
Okay.
Is it my pick now?
Yeah, it's your pick.
I don't know why you skipped over this team. I think this team had a rough year, but has probably the best player left for primetime success.
They got to get into the playoffs first.
They got to get in. It's a tough one, but I think they could do it. I'm going to go with my Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah,
because they're the one team that is gonna.
What are they? They're three games out.
See, that's a tough one.
The Blazers are, and also if they have that play-in tournament, that's extra wins.
Exactly.
And
you know Dame is ready. It's Dame time.
I know. I was swayed by my boy Ja.
Yeah, but the other thing is you got to remember the teams that already made the playoffs. They don't need to play hard to get in. So they can forfeit a lot of games. And I think that's what's going to happen. I think the Sixers might be a team that loses a lot of early games. But not the Blazers.
The three East teams that are left here, they're all in. Like, they're all making the playoffs.
Yeah. All right, Dave, two for you.
Well, I'm going to take the Pacers.
Okay.
And now I think I'll just take the Pelicans. Because I want to root for them and, like, fuck the Nets. And the Nets, like, what is that team now? Just, like, a fun, like, bunch of, like, big three players.
Yeah.
And I'll never choose the Magic, so.
All right. Back to John.
Even though they might win more games than the Pels.
it's the Drags now. It's the Drags.
Yeah. It's really bad. Let's see. I'm trying to look who's left.
Basically, I'm going to be stuck with the Wizards now, it looks like. Right? Because I'll have the last pick.
Yeah, I think so. Well, we have to figure out. I think actually
John might end up, you know what
I think, since there's 20 team, is there 22 teams or
22 teams and there's three of us. So.
Okay, yeah, so one team
will be an extra. Obviously the Wizards.
Yeah. Like. Well, so nobody will pick the Wizards. The Wizards right. will just be as they should.
I don't know.
Okay, all right. But one team will be unpicked.
One team will be unpicked.
You believe in Rui?
I love my guy Rui. I love my guy Rui now. Wizards trash.
All right,
Wizards
well, it's your
trash.
Pick, John.
Okay, so trying to look, who do we have left? We have Sacramento, San Antonio, Orlando, and Brooklyn,
and the Magic, and the Suns.
Yeah, Orlando.
John. Don't forget
I said
the Suns
Orlando.
And
yeah,
the Suns. Yeah.
You know what? Let's go with the team that plays better when Kyrie's not there. Let's go with the Brooklyn Nets, baby. Let's be motivated. They're in.
Hey,
Beasley.
Enjoy.
That's
enjoy.
It's a terrible
enjoy.
Right, I should have picked the Kings, but I'm clearly taking
the team that's going to make the playoffs, which is the Magic.
Right.
Of these teams, that's the only one that are going to make the playoffs. Then I guess it's between the Spurs, Kings
and
the
Suns.
Which of these is the most likely to win some games here? Is LaMarcus out? LaMarcus is out, right?
I believe he is.
He got surgery. Yeah, so he's out. Pop doesn't care anymore. Do I want to go with with the Kings? Do I think the Kings might win more games in this thing than the Spurs?
Well,
no.
Buddy had it.
Oh, that's right. I didn't know. I would pick them. You want to swap? You want Brooklyn? I'll give you Brooklyn.
You'll give me Brooklyn, really?
I'll give you Brooklyn for Brooklyn's out. Yeah, versus the Kings.
Yeah, I'll take Brooklyn.
All right, then I'll trade back. I'll take a. Okay.
With the
15th pick of a 17th.
Yeah, so this is that like weird like second round
yeah,
like
exactly.
Draft
yeah,
on draft
yeah,
night
yeah.
like.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so then I think you get a pick here, John. And
I would have picked the Kings instead.
Okay, you got to pick the Kings. Okay, if you would have known that their best player had coronavirus,
yeah,
you would have picked
yeah,
them. Okay,
yeah.
yeah.
Okay, so you're taking.
Okay, so
Brooklyn.
You get the Kings, and now you get another pick.
I get another pick. Who are we looking? That's left.
Spurs
or
Suns and Wizards.
Oh.
No. We said the Wizards are out.
But you know, John might want to take them. John's made
that's
some.
True. That's
John's
true.
John's made some erratic decisions.
I'll go Spurs.
Okay.
I'll go Spurs.
All right, so I get future Nick Devin Booker. Okay, cool.
All right. You sure don't want the Wiz, Dave?
Absolutely not.
All right. Wow. Okay, so there we have it. Let's see. My teams.
I have such a good team.
I have Milwaukee. I have Toronto. I have the Celtics. I have the Jazz. I have the Grizzlies. I have the Magic. And I have the Brooklyn Nets. Dave, you have the Lakers, the Clippers,
the Mavs,
the Pelicans, the Heat, the Pacers, and the Suns. And John, you
have
the Rockets.
You have too many West Coast teams, Dave.
Basically,
yeah, but you know what?
It's still good. You're right. It's a good pick, but you know,
Dave,
the Pacers and the Heat. Like the Pacers could win a couple games here and there, and like the Heat are fine.
A good pick.
Like
one of those teams might make the second round of the East, and then Dave basically has the West locked up.
Dave basically has,
and then John, you have the Rockets, the Sixers, the Thunder, the Nuggets, the Blazers, the Spurs, and the Kings. Actually, you have all Western Conference teams too, John,
except
for your Sixers.
The future champions. So we're good, baby.
Yeah.
Should we make a side wager it, like for like if we should do something for John if the Sixers win.
What do you mean? Like what?
Like some side like meal.
All the slabs are canceled.
All the
previous bets that he owes me are all.
I will forgiven. I will promise you, if the Sixers win the championships, you guys will hate me so much because I will be so insufferable that there's no way that you guys should give up anything in some kind of.
I think if they win, you have to go back to just the 1 minute of talking about the Sixers.
I'm just gonna record pods by myself and upload them. I'm gonna
you and Borelli. It'll be me and Borelli.
Okay. If the Sixers win, it's me. I get to do a Sixers pod, with my Sixers monsters, my Philly trash. Sans you too.
Kill a Cow can come on.
It'll be a great collective of all
Greenberg.
It'll be
Greenberg, Rosenstein, Shlomo.
Haley to come on. Senator Haley, tell him, you know.
Holly
to come on.
Haley.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna get them all. It's gonna be absolutely delicious.
You gotta get that Wiz sponsorship.
Ooh. Every time I think the Sixers might win the title, I remember they're coached by Brett Brown.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, okay, that's not gonna happen. He's not. Brett Brown is not out coaching Budenholzer or Nick Nurse or Brad Stevens. Like, it's not happening.
That dude collapses in the
playoffs. He might be able to outcoach Budenholzer. He might be able to outcoach Coach Gill. But,
Coach Gill.
Nick Nurse or Brad Stevens will run circles around them.
That might be
fair.
Or Spo.
Spo's good.
Or Nate McMillan. All of them. All of those Eastern Conference coaches are miles ahead of Brett Brown.
You don't need much when you got Embiid.
Okay. All right.
Dude, I don't know. I saw Ben Simmons working out on those 10-foot floaters, dude. Ooh, mama.
Yo, I saw a couple tweets like, well, you know, Ben Simmons worked on his jump shot during the break. Like, guys, come on.
God, fuck. Yeah, can we stop sharing all those fucking workout videos? Like, they mean absolute jack shit.
Absolutely nothing. Ben Simmons still needs a bunch of.
I guess they mean something now because it confirms that somebody's not sick.
I guess it confirms
that they like look like they're in good health.
There was basically a video of Jokic giving the coronavirus to an entire gym in Serbia.
But they can't get it again. Telling you, if this thing goes down, it's gonna be fucking Beasley versus Jokic in the finals, and you guys are gonna be wishing that I'd picked them.
Oh my god. If the Nets made the finals, I think I would have to stop watching the NBA. if this Nets team made the finals,
something has gone seriously wrong. The NBA might do that just to spite Kyrie. But they might rig it. But I don't think that's
true. Maybe I should root for this team because it would drive Kyrie absolute bonkers.
That'd be amazing.
If they did well, that would be pretty amazing.
It'd be amazing.
Okay. Shout out some beefs. Shout out some beefs.
Yeah.
Shout out some beefs. Shout out some beefs. Do you want to do our beer list? Talked about this.
Yeah, we can.
Oh, okay. Top three beers. We talked about doing it offline. Top three beers.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go my top three right here. Number three, the Petrus Sour.
Petrus?
Number two, Old Rasputin from North Coast.
Yo, you crazy. Yo, that so Old good. Rasputin. Too many rough nights on the Old Rasputin.
Oh, you got to be careful.
It gets you in trouble.
You gotta be careful.
Have you ever been to Golden State, the burger place on Fairfax? Fantastic. They do Old Rasputin floats.
Ooh.
Oh, love it. I've had that before.
Fantastic.
Number one, baby. Always has been. Always will. Prankster. North Coast, Belgium.
Prankster is great.
North Coast, Belgium.
Yeah, you're a NorCal guy.
Dude, I love North Coast. I love the North Coast brew. Fort Bragg, baby. I went there for my 9-year anniversary and my 18-year anniversary with the wife. So
very nice. Very
every
nice.
9 years we're gonna head up there.
I mean, there's some breweries that I love, especially up in the Pacific Northwest. Like I love Elysian.
Oh, strong.
Like Space Dust is one of my favorites, but my three would have to be I think my favorite like Cali brewery is Modern Times.
Love Modern Times.
San Diego. I'm big into, this is also like taste like in the moment, and like last couple of years I'm very, very big into the hazy IPAs. Love the hazy IPAs, love the juicy IPAs. So Modern Times Orderville. There's a Connecticut brewery called Bad Sons. They do a hazy called Dubious. It's fantastic. And then Old Faithful. If you grew up in New England before the like microbrewery craze, everybody drank fucking, you know, like Coors Light, Bud Light. There was Sam Adams, and then there was Magic Cat. Magic Cat was the shit. And so Magic Cat number 9 will always be like just the easiest beer to drink, and for retro purposes, gotta go.
Retro. I gotta go with the High Life, baby.
Oh.
High Life was.
High Life's great, but
the champagne of beers.
Yeah, but this is. Yeah, but Magic Cat number 9 is actually a good beer.
Or the King Cobra. The first one of the first beers I ever had was the King Cobra. These Germans. Oh. I used to work with these Germans at my uncle's engineering firm, and they turned me on to the 40 ounce of King Cobra. Oh. They said, I still remember the one German didn't show up, and I said, hey, where's Gunther? And the other German's like, last night Gunther got bit by the King Cobra. So
my drink of choice when I was a kid was a 40 ounce of Bud, because they had the wide mouth, so you could just down those things.
Jera Bud Ice.
I can't do ice. I can't do black.
Ever,
I can't.
What
natty,
about
natty
a
black? Nope.
For a brief period, my friend's dad just drank Zima. He was just a Zima.
Oh,
man.
What? That is. I'm guessing that was in the 90s.
It was in the 90s. And he used to drive us. He used to drive us to go surfing in Catalina, which is an island off the coast here. And you have to drive like through the outback. It's like a dirt road that like goes.
Yeah, there's like no real roads. Yeah.
You got to drive across the island to where the surf is. And he would drive. There's like these big cliffs and stuff. And he would be. I didn't think Zima had alcohol in it, but he would drink a six pack as he drove us, you know, to go surfing. I can't believe we made it back. But I guess it's Zima, so it wasn't too dangerous.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Chill. All right, John, you got a list there?
I do. Okay, so there's a lot there. Sorry, let me pick this last one.
John's reading the beer roster.
I'm on beer SPN.
I like some hops, some barley.
I will say that the one good. Other Connecticut brewery that is the fucking best is called Thimble Island. Their double IPAs are fantastic.
I would say the only good beer comes from the West Coast, so don't give me any East Coast. San Diego.
I love my San Diego brewies, and we got good. We got good LA breweries too. Three Weavers especially.
Three Weavers, money. Golden Road, of course.
Golden Road. Golden Road is Budweiser, baby.
Are they bad now? Oh, Budweiser.
Oh,
Budweiser.
Yeah, Budweiser.
I just think all their beer tastes the same. It's like fine.
Okay, all right.
But three Weavers probably my favorite.
Okay, are we
and,
done?
Boomtown.
Are we done? Are we done stalling so John can
I
get together a
list?
List. Here,
I have multiple beers.
Okay, all right.
I'm debating which one.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So just recently, I've decided on a golf trip my favorite IPA. And I'm going to be honest. I'm not like a loyalist with beer. I'm not the biggest beer guy. So I just buy them when I like. But big fan of St. Archer's IPA. You guys ever drink St. Archer?
Oh yeah, St. Archer's good.
Let's go.
Yeah,
yes,
down
go
in San Diego.
Yep.
We went to their brewery. It's really good. I had one on a beer course the other day, or a golf course. Sorry.
A golf course.
And,
course. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Very
yeah.
delicious.
The same thing.
I mean, that's how I don't play golf, but when I do, I just go to
that's
drink
the way
beer.
To do
so
it.
That makes
so,
sense. Yeah, it is a beer course.
I probably had better IPAs, but I think that one is very, very good. The one I normally get, a Modern Times, just like Dave's, but I get the sour, the tropical fruit. The
got to go with the ghost,
yeah,
baby.
The ghost. Is that how you pronounce it? Ghost.
I don't know how
ghost
you pronounce it.
Ghost?
I always
no,
pronounce
it is. It's ghost. It's ghost.
This is tough. There's a couple in there that I like. There's a 10 Barrel Brewing's Raspberry Sour Crush.
Oh, 10 Barrels
is very good.
10
that
Barrels
might
great.
Be one.
Bend, the breweries in Bend. If you're a beer drinker and you haven't been to Bend, Oregon, you gotta go. It's the fucking
yeah.
Best.
I might put that. The Cucumber Crush is also good. Honorable mention: American was the beer I drank in college. It was $7.83 a case, and it just said
"America." Never even
it
heard of
it.
It
just said "American" and had an eagle on the front of it, and you could buy it for $7.83. a classic.
That's like a, you know, beer. That's like a Simple Times. You ever the Trader Joe's Simple Times? You gotta respect how cheap that is.
That one's really good. I also used to love Miller Lite as a cheap option, just like a mainstream classic. Like if they're gonna be just like, you know, your mainstream, I'd pick.
On a hot summer day, just a glass bottle of High Life is.
Yeah, High Life, baby.
Fantastic.
Tecate.
On a hot day.
Tecate, too.
Ice cold glass bottle of High Life. Oh, baby.
I don't know if I told the story before, but we used to drink Tecate on Friday as well while we were lifeguarding, and it was great.
That makes it feel
a lot of kids drowned.
Lifeguarding on Fridays. We would lifeguard the frat water polo games, so the fraternities would play each other in water polo, and me and my friend Pat were the lifeguards, and we would just fill Carl's Jr. cups with Tecate.
Oh, classy. Classy.
You know, if anything comes up, you can let the frat boys drown. They can they either can handle, and if they can't handle, you know, they're fine. So
okay,
all right. Any other shout-outs?
I didn't finish my list.
Oh, I thought you finished.
Thought you said American.
No, I said that was honorable mention. And you guys started talking about fucking.
Cucumber Crush.
And then John, Matt told his third lifeguard story of the pod.
I didn't tell him the
John. John, you said like 10 beers.
I know. Clearly, you guys don't listen to me during this.
Yeah, yeah. Somewhere in there was the third place one. I assume.
You know what? I'm gonna put this. It's either. I'm gonna say. It's one or two. It's either a Singha from Thailand, which I like, but I will go.
Singha's great.
I really like Sapporo.
Sapporo,
When you're eating sushi, I think I usually go that way.
Rumor has it, they're the only the brewery was built by the Germans. That's why it's so much better than the other Japanese beers. So that's what they told me in Japan. You know, I don't know if you guys knew, but I lived there. That's what they told me.
That was my gift to you, Matt, is to find a way. Yeah, but those are a bunch I like.
Yeah, I brought up lifeguarding in Japan. Yeah, that's great. That's great.
It's
we didn't.
Someone made a bingo.
I'd do a quick beef. We didn't mention it, but just I don't know. Fuck Steven Jackson.
Thank you, Dave. I was waiting. I thought you were going to bring it up at the beginning in the news.
But then we talked so long
about Woj.
I was like, yeah, we talked too much about Woj. I was going to bring it up, but
yeah,
yeah. You know, when I'm not busy running the banks, you know, I'm doing this podcast. So,
so do you know the Rothschilds, Dave, or do you? How does that work?
Well, we all know each other.
You guys,
we all get together for Passover. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's so depressing. But it's just like it goes without saying. Come on, man. Like what you it's just.
It's just ignorant.
Just don't listen to athletes. You know, I don't know. It's just like, why are people going?
It's just
to
heartbreaking because like, I was like he like bashed Clyde Frazier like when like Clyde Frazier like had made some comments about you remember when LeBron the season before last or the season before this like sat away from the team like he was all like fucking curmudgeon like. At the end of the bench.
Oh, we do. Yes. That was right after he tried to trade the entire team. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
right.
Got it.
So Clyde Frazier was like, that's not, you know, that's bad sportsmanship. And like, you know, attacked him. I'd say attacked in quotes. It was like,
right.
You know, it's in the Clyde Frazier, like respectful way. And so Steven Jackson went on TV and was like, fuck you, old man. Like, fuck your suits. Like, just like spent like a minute just bashing Clyde Frazier the most like. Lovable,
Steven
like
Jackson.
Great dude, and I was like, dude, fuck Steven Jackson.
Yeah. Also, famously,
when all the fucking George Floyd stuff was happening, I was like, okay, you know what, Steven Jackson, I always respected him on the court. He played fucking hard, and it was really easy to gravitate towards a lot of the stuff that he was saying about the George Floyd stuff, given his proximity to the situation. And I was like, you know what, I like Steven Jackson. I'm proud of him for taking such a stand and for like using his voice for good. Then this motherfucker comes out with this shit like saying fuck Jewish people this week. I'm like, oh, okay. I think forever now I'm like, dude, fuck Steven Jackson. Like, you know, you can believe in this, some of the good things that he has stood on and also say that he's a fucking idiot. Like,
he also had beef with Pop. You know, so it's like it's rare to find a player that had beef with Pop.
Listen,
so,
I just think you guys and your discourse has hit a new low, and I'm just I'm just tired of this. I mean, how could you just sink to this level, both of you? This is what's wrong with America, is the fact that you guys have fallen into this trap of what? No. I've worked with Steven a bunch. He's actually quite enjoyable. I have.
John's God, here we go.
John, no, but
dude, John, think about Greenstein and.
Yeah, hold on. Let me finish. Let me finish.
Think of Greenberg.
Let me finish.
Rothstein and Gold and. Think about
I'm
all
trying
that.
To give you a little insight. Okay, that's all I'm trying to say. I've worked with Steven a bunch, and he's actually quite. He's fairly easy to work with. Compared to a lot of other players.
Thank God John never worked with Donald Sterling.
I know, right?
Because
actually, I have a fun story I could tell you off the pod about one ex-player who I probably cost a lot of money just yesterday.
Okay.
We'll save it for the Patreon.
I can't even save it for that. For the
$50 tier?
Maybe. What I try to say, I think Steven's a very smart guy and a pretty good guy, but and I think that's why it was very, very disappointing to me. It was just like it's just sad, and it's like obviously, like man, like what you did and stood up for the rights of people recently, it was so commendable, like you said, Dave, and just like you know, I
also know your history. Like Jews were like the biggest supporters of the civil rights movement. Like there were a lot of
Soros funds all that like... stuff. Trust me.
Well, I think what it speaks to too is just like this how media is siloed, and I think a lot of these guys get like their news from like Instagram conspiracy accounts. Yeah. And it's like, you get this when you talk to certain people, and you're like, when I talk to my grandma, it's like, oh, all her news is coming from Fox News, right. And you're just like, it's like a whole different set of facts, you know. And I think it's just this is like a symptom. Of people curate their feeds and who knows what's on those feeds.
But also, it would have been one thing if like he said what he said to support DeSean Jackson and then like people tried to tell him why what he said was wrong and he doubled down.
That's the thing.
That's what really makes it terrible. It's like he was like, no, you know about the Rothschilds? Like he was like, I mean, he doubled down
when Tim Hardaway said all the homophobic stuff and got called out, like he like was like, oh shit, and then he went and like, you know,
yeah,
like learned,
and that's the thing, and I think that's the thing that was so disappointing to me, because he is a smart guy, you know, where like after saying it,
but doesn't that make it
worse? No, that's what I'm saying. like he should be smart enough to, after saying it, been like, okay, let me look this up, let me learn, and be like, you know what, you're right, I crossed the line, that's not really what I meant, here's my apology. Mm-hmm. Whether he believes it or not, at least he would be smart enough to do this, the, you know, like Woj had to apologize, because Woj is smart enough to know, if I don't apologize, this will be worse. And the doubling down part, that was the part that made it really, really disappointing, where it was like, you know, not only are you wrong, you are not even willing to hear the other side and learn. And that's a bummer, because all my experiences with him have been great, where a lot of the other athletes I've had, I would like, are just shit.
Maybe it's because you're not Jewish, John.
That is true.
John, clearly not Jewish.
Yeah. But, you know...
Well, I'm just saying, next time you're home in Philly, you know, look Greenberg in the eye.
Right? You know? Well, I will say this, though. I think one thing that we forget, you know, and I think Steven Jackson is someone, and DeSean is also someone, too, is like, you have to also look at their upbringing and their communities they grew up with. I'm sure Steven Jackson from Houston, Texas, the way he lived, didn't grow up with a bunch of Jewish friends to learn these things. And I think that's probably why his only insight to the Jewish community might be either through, you know, stereotypes, through conspiracy theories, through things like that that gets passed on, or
through Dave's appearance on Criminal
Dave's
Minds.
Appearance, you know, or you know, like some of his heroes, right? Like he might have looked up to someone like Louis Farrakhan for as a black man, you know, for what he did for black people, and then took some of the the anti-Semitism with him too. So it's tricky, it's tough, but at this age, at this place in his career, he should know better. I mean, he should know better.
He's an adult. He's a fucking adult.
I don't give him or Deshaun any, you know, leeway for not knowing. They're adults. They should know by now.
Deshaun is a whole separate thing, and we don't even need to talk about him because he's a fucking NFL player, and he's a fucking
moron. Like, is he? I couldn't even believe he's still in the NFL. I didn't follow the NFL, but he's still playing.
Philly monster. Philly trash monster. But okay. But also, like, bro, common sense. Don't post anything that starts, "like Hitler said." like I'm seeing so many people. I actually had to unfollow Philly people that I follow. People I don't know personally, but just, like, you know, sports people on the Philly Twitter, where they were, like, defending him so hard. And Jesus, it was like, why? Yo, man,
you can defend
the, like, hey, maybe he didn't know kind of thing. Like, I get it. Like, you know, a lot of people don't know about other cultures. Like, if I don't know much about maybe, let's say, like, Sikh or Hindu culture. And maybe, you know, maybe I get that wrong, right? But, like, I would not start a sentence and a post like Hitler said.
if you know one historical figure, it's Jesus or Hitler.
Like Pol Pot said. I don't know much about what Pol Pot did or any of that, but I would probably not post something that said like Pol Pot said. That's all I'm saying. Like, I might be ignorant about that.
He's also the guy who's like showboating like a touchdown before he got into the end zone, and he like fumbled the ball and like the touchdown didn't count. So
it's
like,
just
Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah, it's just it's a bummer.
Steven Jackson was a bummer. Yeah, that was a bummer
because he's also, you know, he played for the Spurs, and you know, you would think that the guys that go through the Spurs culture would, you know, kind
of. Well, that's what I'm telling you. He had beef with Pop. Pop got rid of him because they had some sort of beef.
Well, Steven also was like, you know, in his younger days. There's a whole incident with a gun and a whole bunch of other things. Like he has some gang stuff in his life that he'll be up front and tell you about. Well. So, you know, but it's a bummer.
Well, glad you had a good professional relationship with him, John. Actually, that comforts me. So I feel better. Actually, Steven Jackson's cool.
Okay,
we're cool.
Yeah,
we're cool.
You guys cool. You guys, yeah, we're tight. We're tight. We're tight.
All right. Any more shout outs to Beefs? Any more shout outs to Beefs? Got a bunch of movies I watched.
Oh yeah.
I'll quickly give a thumbs down to Ford versus Ferrari, which I thought was fucking
stupid. It wasn't that good, was it?
Didn't see it.
It was bad. I don't know why it got nominated. I don't know why anybody liked it. It was real stupid.
I heard it was fun to watch on the big screen. That's what I heard.
I watched it on a big screen and it was fun, but like the act, I thought the acting was bad.
I thought everything about it was pretty bad, and also it's like it like lionized Carroll Shelby and the driver Ken Miles when they whoever they should have lionized whoever built the goddamn car. The car won; it got the top three. The car was like winning every race, no matter who was driving it. So I was like, "Yeah, you're like making fun of the engineers. The engineers built this thing that's doing all the winning, anyways." But that's just my nerd sensibilities. Like, why are we lionizing these jocks when? The nerds are the real heroes, but it also just wasn't enjoyable, like outside of that, you know.
Yeah.
But Ready or Not, you guys seen Ready or Not?
No.
Dude, Ready or Not, it's on HBO. It's like a horror slash action movie. It's like this woman is basically being hunted by a bunch of rich people. It's in a game of hide and seek. It's really good. It's really good. It's like, in my opinion, it's like a better version of Knives Out, if you saw Knives Out. I enjoyed Knives Out.
I was
enjoying Knives Out, but I had some issues with it in terms of the casting. Overly complicated. I feel like Rian Johnson can't cast. Like, I think he, like, miscasts every single movie that he's cast.
I thought the casting was good. I thought it was great, actually. Yeah. I thought, what's his name, who played the detective,
Oh, hate him. Hate him. I hate Daniel Craig.
You hate Daniel Craig. You hate James Bond?
I can't. I think he's terrible. I think he's a worse Bond. Bond's not blonde. I don't. And Bond's handsome. Daniel Craig not handsome enough.
Wait.
If we're getting into it, he also played a Jewish person, and that did bother me. This motherfucker looks as Aryan as possible.
Exactly. Hold on. But he also doesn't look like Bond. He's like, Bond's like... dark-haired and handsome. No. Daniel Craig, not handsome. Not handsome enough.
He's a
not
good Bond.
Bond is a
Bond.
Fictional character.
He's a good Bond.
You can't right. be... He's right. fictional. He can be whatever you want. So, Matt, would
okay,
you say...
Well, here's okay, a, okay
so
fine.
Could, is Bond fine. Not... A black person can't play Bond?
A black guy could be Bond as long as he's super handsome, all right? You want to cast Idris Elba as Bond?
Long,
I'm fine
as long
with
as
that.
He doesn't
I'm fine with that, okay? Okay? You, if you want to cast Idris Elba, I'm cool with that. All right, you trying to cast Sam Cassell as Bond?
You're not
going. I might
with
have
that?
A problem. Okay.
Okay? I will say, at a summer league party last year, I was right next to Sam Cassell. He looked cool.
Okay, maybe then. Okay,
he had,
as long
he
had
the as glasses on.
He okay, as long
he looks if, way less alien.
Okay, I take it back. I take it back. Sam Cassell could play him. You got to be cool. I just don't think Daniel Craig's cool. I don't think he's debonair. I'm just not. Okay. I'm not taken in by his charisma, okay?
I thought he was really good.
Ready or Not, though, highly recommend. And also, okay. I'll give a beef to the TV show Devs. I don't know if you guys watch Devs, but I watched that with
my
wife.
No.
Was not.
We tried watching Devs, it, and we turned it off.
Was not into it. That show is wildly miscast. Like, just, yes. They straight up cast bad actors, basically, in it. And then everyone, all the good actors are miscast, and the story's pretty stupid.
A show you should watch, though, on HBO is I May Destroy You is fucking phenomenal.
People have been saying that's good.
It is quite good.
Okay,
the,
I might check
the
it out.
The woman who, the actress who's the lead is also the writer-director. She wrote, it's 12 episodes. There are 4 episodes so far. She wrote every single episode herself.
Okay. All right. Well,
and it's very, very good. It's a British show.
You're the first person I trust who said it's good. So, oh, it's British show?
It is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Parts of it are like in Italy, but she's British, like, and it's like mostly British characters. Mostly takes place in England, but great show.
If you say it's good, I'll check it out.
Also, the Mark Ruffalo limited series. Forget the name now, where he plays two brothers, was also fantastic, but so fucking sad.
Okay.
There's 6 episodes. I forget what it's called, but you can look it up. But,
not really a big Ruffalo guy. He's another guy who I don't like that much, dude. But.
Dude, he's so fucking he's so fucking good in this series.
His HBO series?
He's phenomenal. Yeah. It was great.
I Know This Much Is True. Is that what it's
I Know
called?
This Much Is True. Yep. It's like based on a Wally Lamb book.
Dude, HBO. HBO needs to get better at their... Oh, Derek C. of Friends.
Also, not good. Perry Mason. Watched
really?
The first 3 episodes so far. It is... It's cool to watch like LA in the 30s and shit, but like the production design is fantastic, but like it's just fucking boring. And I think like the writing's just not great.
Oh, I might watch that Mark Ruffalo show because the director did C. in France did Blue Valentine and The Place Beyond the Pines, which I did enjoy those. So.
It's just a warning. It is super sad,
but Perry
but
Mason
it's very well done and Ruffalo's dope. Yeah, all Perry right. Mason. No, but Perry Mason, you can uh-huh. avoid that unless you're really itching to watch something.
As long as the discourse in it is civil, I'm fine with it. That's all. That's my main. That's my main thing. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Yep. That's my main. That's my main hobby horse.
I watched.
All
right,
that's all I got. Okay, go ahead.
I watched.
John, you missed our review last week. You missed our
murder
TV review, movie
the
review.
Murdering Rabbi review.
Oh, dude, how was that story?
That was, wild.
That was a great
that
story.
Was wild.
Right?
He looked right at Adam. Was like, I had nothing to do.
He looked right at him. Don't. I had nothing to do with it. Yeah.
I was telling my wife that story because you know. Obviously, doesn't listen to our podcast, and
she
was enthralled
it's amazing.
By that
yeah.
story.
Yeah.
I mean, it was that was wild. Wow,
Adam was good. He was really bringing some good Philly stories instead of absolutely. Hey, me and Greenberg jumped off the stage one time.
All right,
so it was a breath of fresh
great.
Air.
That's great. Yeah, Adam was great. Adam was great. You know, yeah, easy guy to con for 2 years. Just three years, sucker born every day, you and Adam.
3 years. 3 years I conned him into giving me
a job. I will say this. I watched, we do have a big screen, which has been great for quarantine. We have a projector. My wife works for a projector company, so we got that. We've been watching a lot of Surf Docs.
Oh, hell and yes. Recently, hell yes. Okay, recently, all right, finally. Finally, an hour 20 into the pod, we're getting to
recently,
something good. Okay.
This was a while ago. You're this speaking my language. About a month or two ago. We watched HBO's 24/7 Kelly Slater.
Oh, yeah, terrible. I watched that one. That one's terrible,
it
John.
It was good.
Come on.
What are you talking about?
Don't tell
I
me you
that
like
one.
That.
And here's so the bad. Thing. I will say I did some research on Kelly Slater online, and I think I might have to unfortunately agree with Matt that he is the GOAT.
Oh, wow.
Because
what a moment.
Let me
what a moment.
Read off let
what
me
a
read
moment.
Off some of Kelly Slater's accomplishments.
Pamela
Anderson. Cameron Diaz and Giselle. I think he has moved himself up into the GOAT conversation. I really do. That's it. That's the big names and the probably the thousands of women in between. I got to put Kelly Slater. He's up there. He's in the GOAT conversation for sure.
Yeah, that 24/7 wasn't the best though. It was pretty boring.
But
I thought. Anyways,
I've been watching a lot of Surf Docs.
Well, what are the other ones, John? Tell them to me. I don't think there's a Surf Doc I haven't seen.
Watch a lot. Amazon Prime has a lot of Surf Docs.
Just go ahead. Everyone, listeners can go ahead and turn this off.
I forgot. We watched one
with John.
I don't even know. What was it?
All right. Well.
Oh, this would be a good Channel 101 show for you to make, Matt. Surf Doc.
Oh, sir.
Surf Doc?
It's like a surf doctor.
A doctor.
Like,
well,
you know
John, the show John and I wanted to make was Surf Cops, but you can't do anything with cops anymore.
Yeah.
And,
that's true. Cops are canceled. Cops
maybe,
are canceled.
But we wanted, it was like they were the people who patrol past the surf break, you know? Like
jurisdiction lies outside the break.
Their jurisdiction is only the
their
surf.
Their jurisdiction lies outside the break.
Yeah, because the beach is the real cops, and then beyond them is the Navy. So it's just in the surf where they have to
make
sure there's no
crime. But see, I think we
can
still do it because they're not real cops.
You
got to
change it
real cops.
You
got to
change
they
it from
smoke
like
weed.
Surf.
Because they don't have
surf
to,
guards
they don't
or
have
something.
To deal with it. Look, Matt's off the project. Matt's off the project. He doesn't. We just.
Well, there was already a Channel 101 show that
was
the exact
same
thing.
Oh, wow. How much money did
done.
They make off of it? Nothing. Why do you. Like.
It's a one
it's
a Channel 101 show.
Exactly. It's fucking
so.
Stupid. Like, you
negative.
Can make.
I think negative $5,000.
Exactly. So I don't know why you would stop a great idea.
That wouldn't stop me. That wouldn't stop me.
I forgot which one we watched one last night. It was
you didn't watch any Surf Docs. They don't know. There's a hard
no.
You
did.
Surf
oh, there's
that's
so
why.
Many on Amazon. Who
Dave's
did the
so
first?
Right
who did the
Dave,
first
Dave,
acid
Dave
drop?
Who did the first? Well, I don't
oh,
even know.
You
acid
fucking
drop
you
is.
Kook. You fucking.
We did watch a doc recently of like a bunch of different like extreme like.
Oh
like
yeah.
Like,
that's on Netflix.
It's on. Which we didn't finish because it got super boring. But the surfers at that spot in Portugal.
Nazare. I only watched the Nazare part. So I watched.
It was the best part.
Like, I stopped right.
We
after
got to like the we got to like the like mountain bikers and we were like okay.
No, it was Nathan Fletcher.
Oh, Nathan Fletcher. Yes, out of a helicopter.
Yeah, he did the first acid drop out of a heavy water. Is that what it was? Movie? I don't know. Yeah,
ooh,
I think it was about
those waves.
Dude, I'm telling you, Nazare is in like the Nazare is insane. And I think whenever the quarantine's done, I think me and the wife are gonna head to Europe, and that's one of the stops is Nazare.
Oh,
so,
nice! I've never been to Portugal.
Portugal
great.
Is supposed to be amazing. It's supposed to be so.
That's
good.
What I hear. I've been to Spain, but not Portugal.
We never got there when we lived in Spain. I don't know if you guys knew I lived in Spain, but we never got there, so we want to go back to get to Portugal.
Here's the thing about Portugal. Yeah. It's really, really great, but it's not as good as Spain. It's like
okay, but it's cheaper.
It is a cheaper, but it's definitely like sure. not as cool. And when we went, there's a lot of their economy wasn't doing well, so it was like a lot dirtier, a lot more graffiti, a lot of it just wasn't as well kept as Spain.
I will say if I do go, I would obviously make it a trip to go other places and not just go to Portugal.
Yeah, I would just do Portugal first, then Spain. Because once you go to Spain, you can't go back to poor man Spain.
Well, I've been to Spain. But I would love to. I would love to. Well, their economy.
Yeah, you might get a good deal anywhere
either. So,
yeah,
that's true.
All right, I think we talked long enough.
All right, this the longest pod we've ever done? This has like, got to be up there.
No, because I think actual pod time it's only about an hour 20. So. Yeah, but we can still talk about Surf Docs. I mean, I watched the Nazare body surfing documentary. I wouldn't recommend that one. But anyways, until next week, keep pooping. Keep pooping.
Keep pooping.
Have you ever been to a volcano when it was erupting?
You're now listening to Super Hoopers.
They're a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game.
Super Hoopers! Can you dig it? Super Hoopers!
That's what you say, bro.
We just formed a fucking wall!
Super Hoopers!
I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
Super Hoopers!
That's terrible.